The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, Chapter Number 9, Text Number 45, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasathikari, recorded on October 18th, 2011, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Hamsaya Dahra Nilayaya Nirikshakaya Krishnaya Mrishta Yashase Nirupakramaya Sat Sangrahaya Bhavapanta Nija Ashrama Aptau Ante Parishta Gataye Hareye Namaha Te Hamsaya Dahra Nilayaya Nirikshakaya
Hamsaya Dahra Nilayaya Nirikshakaya
Krishnaya Mrishta Yasate Nirupakramaya
Krishnaya Mrishta Yasate Nirupakramaya
Satsangrahaya Bhavapanta Nijashrimaptav
Satsangrahaya Bhavapanta Nijashrimaptav
Ante Parishta Gataye Haraye Namaste
Ante Parishta Gataye
Hamsaya Dahra Nilayaya Nirikshakaya
Hamsaya Dahra Nilayaya Nirikshakaya
Krishnaya Mrishta Yashase Nirupakramaya
Krishnaya Mrishta Yashase Nirupakramaya
Satsangrahaya Bhavapanta Nijashramaptav
Satsangrahaya Bhavapanta Nijashramaptav
Ante Parishta Gataye Haraye Namaste
Ante Parishta Gataye Haraye Namaste
Hamsaya
Hamsaya
Unto the Most Exalted and Pure Pavitrang Paramam, the Supreme Pure. Dahra, in the core of the heart. Nilayaya, whose abode? Nirikshakaya, supervising the activities of the individual soul. Krishnaya, unto the super soul, who is a partial manifestation of Krishna. Mrishta Yashase, whose reputation is very bright. Nirupakramaya, who has no beginning. Satsangrahaya, understood only by pure devotees. Bhava Panta Nija Ashrama Apto being obtainment of the shelter of Krishna. For persons within this material world. Ante. At the ultimate end. Parishtagataye. Unto him who is the ultimate goal. The highest success of life.
Jam, kuris yra galutinis tikslas.
Haraye. Unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Šiausiam Dievo asmeniui.
Namaha.
Namaha.
Respectful obeisances.
Pagarbus nusilenkimai.
Te. Unto you. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. O Lord, O Supreme Pure, you live within the core of everyone's heart and observe all the desires and activities of the conditioned souls. O Supreme Personality of Godhead known as Lord Krishna, your reputation is bright and illuminating. You have no beginning, for you are the beginning of everything. This is understood by pure devotees because you are easily accessible to the pure and truthful. When the conditioned souls are liberated and sheltered at your lotus feet, after roving through the material world for many millions of years, they attain the highest success of life. Therefore, O Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, we offer our respectful obeisances at your lotus feet. Purport. The demigods certainly wanted Lord Vishnu to relieve their anxiety. But now they directly approach Lord Krishna, for although there is no difference between Lord Krishna and Lord Vishnu, Krishna descends to this planet in his Vasudev feature for the purpose of Paritranaya Sadhanam Vinashayastra Druskritam, protecting his devotees and annihilating the miscreants. Demons or atheists always disturb the demigods or devotees, and therefore Krishna descends to punish the atheist and demons and fulfill the desire of his devotees. Krishna, being the original cause of everything, is the Supreme Person, above even Vishnu and Narayan, although there is no difference between these different forms of the Lord, as explained in Brahma Samhita 546. De parchereva hidashantaramabhyupetya dipayate vrvitehetu samana dharma yastrag deveva hicha vishnu chayava bhati govindamadi purusham tamaham vajami. Krishna expands himself as Vishnu the way a bright candle kindles another. Although there is no difference between the power of one candle and another, Krishna is compared to the original candle. The word Mrishta Yashase is significant because Krishna is always famous for relieving his devotee from danger. A devotee who has sacrificed everything for the service of the Lord and whose only source of relief is the Lord is known as a Kinchana. Is expressed in the prayers offered by Queen Kunti. The Lord is the Kinchana Vitta, the property of such a devotee. Those who are liberated from the bondage of conditioned life are elevated to the spiritual world, where they achieve five kinds of liberation, Shayuja, Salokya, Sarupya, Sharshti, and Samipya. They personally associate with the Lord in five mellows, Shanta, Dasha, Sakya, Vatsalya, and Madhurya. These rasas are all emanations from Krishna. As described by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, the original mellow, Adi Ras, is conjugal love. Krishna is the origin of pure and spiritual conjugal love. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapara Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganidam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Padijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitam Shcha. People ask, where did Krishna come from? But they don't realize that that person who's the beginning of everything, therefore, has no origin. If we tell them that Krishna, the origin, is everything, and they say, okay, and so where did he come from? That question is nonsensical. It doesn't make sense. If Krishna is the origin of everything, we cannot ask, okay, then where did Krishna come from? If Krishna is the origin of everything, then who is the origin of Krishna?
Krishna.
Because Krishna is part of everything. So Krishna says, everything comes from me. That means if Krishna comes from anywhere, then he can come from only from himself. He is self-manifested. So that's the first point. The second point is this. Krishna is easily accessible to the pure devotees. Here it says the pure and truthful. So what does that mean about the relationship between purity and truthfulness? Does this mean, well, you could be pure but dishonest? Or you could be honest, or you could be honest and impure? Not really. If you're truly pure, then you must be honest. And if you're truly honest, you must be pure. I'm not talking about mundane truthfulness here. I'm talking about truthfulness in the highest level. Actually, all we're really saying in this Krishna consciousness movement is this. Be true to yourself. Don't lie to yourself. Be true to yourself. Analyze the reality of your position. Understand who you are in relation with the total existence. That you're a tiny part of the total existence. And therefore you're meant to serve the complete whole. So one should find out, if one can understand logically, I'm meant to serve the complete whole. Then you should study what is the nature of that complete whole. And by thorough research and investigation, one will realize that Krishna is that complete whole personality of Godhead. So if you're going to really be true to yourself, you're not going to deceive yourself and lie to yourself. You inevitably have to become a devotee of Krishna. In due course, you must become a devotee of Krishna. If you're truly on a journey of self-discovery, if you're a genuine seeker of truth, you must eventually come to the point of realizing Krishna. Any sincere seeker of truth will eventually come to that point of realizing that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Another point is, And I love, this is the favorite point. When I read a verse, I see, what point do I like the best? And absolutely, this is the sweetest part of this verse, easily accessible. How would you like easy access to Krishna? Like Srimati Radharani, or like Narada Muni, or like Prabhupada. You know, Prabhupada told me about easy, how to get easy access to Krishna. Because I used to write Prabhupada so many letters, this question, that question, so many questions. I would bombard Prabhupada sometimes with questions. I wanted to get the answers from the authority, from Prabhupada himself. So one time he wrote me that he said, if you will simply engage 24 hours in the service of Krishna with full sincerity of attitude, Krishna will personally come and answer all of your questions. So Prabhupada told me how to get easy access to Krishna. It's like we have that book, Easy Journey to Other Planets. We could also have a book called Easy Access to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that access is not difficult. It simply requires practice. That easy access is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10, text number 10. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam pati purvakam tadami buddhi yogam tam yena mama piyanti te. To those who are constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give them the understanding by which they can come to me. So if you want direct access to Krishna, it's not difficult. You simply have to serve him sincerely. So, my dear Lord, I want to serve you with love. Please bless me, I can serve you with love. So this is a beautiful point. You see, I was raised as a Christian. And we had no easy access to God. God was inaccessible. Only Jesus could reach him, you see. And Jesus was also inaccessible. So I felt, oh, I've been born 2,000 years too late. I have no access to Jesus. I had no access to God. I'm just a lost soul, you see. But Prabhupada now is giving us easy access to God. By teaching us how to follow the Bhagavad Gita. Prabhupada made himself very, very accessible. That any devotee who had an urgent need, they could talk to Prabhupada about their problem. Even though the movement was so big, Prabhupada never distanced himself from the devotees. He always was accessible to the devotees. And we all felt how much Prabhupada loves us. So, that is the duty of the spiritual master. He has to be accessible to his students. Because the neophyte has no access to God. So how will he get easy access? That is the spiritual master. So the spiritual master must make himself easily accessible to his disciples. Another interesting point. roving throughout the material world for many millions of years.
Milijonus gyvenimų gyvendami materialiame pasaulyje.
That's where we've been.
Tai yra, kur mes esame.
We don't remember. But we have been going through hell for millions and millions of light years of millions and millions of light years. My years, light years. Actually, light years is a distance. We should say millions and millions of eons, of ages. So this is a very, very difficult position that we're in. Caught up in karma chakra. Unless you can get the mercy of a pure devotee. Where is the hope of being delivered? You commit one sinful activity, then you have to take birth again to be punished for that sinful activity. You engage in a pious activity, you have to take birth again to be rewarded for that pious activity. So how can you get out? That's why the mercy of the pure devotee is essential. Brahmanda Brahmite Konya Bhagavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasadai Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. After wandering throughout this material universe for millions of lifetimes, one living entity who is very fortunate receives by the combined mercy of Guru and Krishna the seed of bhakti planted in his heart. So what do you do if you get a seed and you want to make a nice garden? You have to water that seed. You plant it in the ground, you water it, you weed it, keep the weeds from growing. So in this Krishna conscious movement, by the mercy of Guru and Krishna, we have gotten that seed of bhakti. So now you have to water it. You have to regularly chant Hare Krishna mantra. And you have to weed it also. You know, what are the weeds? Illicit sex. Meat eating. Intoxication. And gambling. Give up these nasty habits. Why continue living like a dog by engaging in sinful activities? Actually, it's lower than it. For a human being to engage in sin means you're lower than a dog. A dog doesn't know anything. But a human being has higher intelligence. He is meant to bring his senses under control. He's not meant to cave in to sensual desires. He's meant to control his mind and his senses. Otherwise, he's not a human being. He's simply lower than an animal. So this is very significant how they can attain the highest success of life. Even though they've been roving for millions of eons in this material existence. How do they get that success of life? By getting the shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. So how do we get that shelter? By surrendering ourselves to Krishna. So my dear Lord, I give up my independence now. Now I belong to you. Whatever you tell me to do, I will do. From now on, my desire is simply to do whatever you want me to do. I will serve you faithfully for all of eternity. This is how we get the shelter of Lord's lotus feet. This is how we immediately become liberated souls, even more than this material existence.
Ir tai yra tai, kaip mes tą patą akimirką išsivaduojame iš materialios egzistencijos.
So, are there any questions? Yes.
Čia yra kalbama apie tuos demonus tekste komentare. O tai kaip yra, tarkim, nugalimi tie, kurie gyvena mūsų širdyje? Ar čia iš tikrųjų dvasinis mokytojas padeda, ar čia prieš namus nugalimi? Ar vis dėlto pats baktas turi sukaupti tiek pakankamai šakį, kad nugalėti vis dėlto tuos demonus? Koks yra procesas?
Klausimas yra, koks procesas yra demonų nužudymas savo širdyje. Ar tai guru padaro, ar Krišna, ar baktas pas turi atlikti šitą darbą.
Question is, what is the process of killing demons in our heart? Is guru killing these demons, Krishna killing these demons, or we should put some endeavor and kill these demons from our heart? What is the process?
If you fill your heart with If you invite Krishna and Guru to reside in your heart, all the demons will run away automatically.
Jeigu pasikviesi Krishna ir Guru savo širdį, visi demonai automatiškai pabėgs.
You don't even fight them. They'll run away.
Jie tiesiog sprūks.
Simply you have to take the spiritual master as your eternal Lord.
Tiesiog reikia priimti savo dvasinį mokytoją kaip savo amžiną vadovą.
That's what I did.
Tai ką aš padariau.
I took Prabhupada into my heart as my eternal master. And as soon as you accept the spiritual master, you take him into your heart as your eternal master, then all the demons run away. They just go running this way and that way. Ah, let's get out of here. I can't stand this atmosphere. This person's becoming pure. I got to get out of here.
Tas žmogus per daug tyras, reikia bėgti šio toliau.
That's why it's not difficult to follow the regulated principles.
Todėl nėra sudėtinga sekti reguliatyviais principais.
Simply take the spiritual master into your heart as your eternal master.
Tiesiog priimk savo dvasinį mokytoją kaip amžiną šeimininką.
And then there's all the lust, the anger, the greed, the madness, illusion, the envy, they just go running as fast as they can and they get out of there as fast as they can.
Geismas, gaužumas, pavydas, iliuzija, beprotybė, jie bėga kiek įmanoma greičiau iš tavo širdies.
This process works.
Tas procesas veikia.
If you will follow this instruction, you will experience just what I said.
Jeigu seksi šito pamokymo, tai patirsi tai, ką aš tau sakiau.
Any other questions?
Turiu dar klausimų.
Paskutai pakalbama, kad masteris turbūt lengvai prieinamas. Ir mes ne visada turim tą galimybę, bet kada ją turim, tada labai, aišku, norim pabendrauti su mokytoju.
Mokytojas ne visą laiką būna pasiekiamas, o kai yra pasiekiamas, mes dažnai norime gauti bendravimą, bet aišku, kokiais klausimais galima kreiptis pas mokytoją, ar tik tai su vairiom problemom, ar ir kitais klausimais, ir kokiais.
Then, guru is available. We want to have some association, but for what questions we can approach guru? Only if you have some problems or other questions, and what questions we can approach guru?
You should ask him whatever you need to become fixed in Krishna consciousness.
Reikia klausti, kad ko jam bereiktų, kad galėtume tapti įsitvirtinusi Krishna sąmonėje.
There's no limit. That this kind of question is allowed and that kind of question is not allowed. Whatever questioning you require to do to become properly, fully situated in Krishna consciousness, that you should do. It's best to ask the questions in the classes. You can ask it in a general way also, without exposing your own personal problems. You can ask in a general way. Because that way everybody gets to hear the answer. So it's always good to to bring the questions out in the classes. Much as possible, because there's only a limited amount of time for personal darshan. We have class twice a day. Any other questions? Yes.
Mes dažnai žodį minim širdis ir kas yra ta širdis apskritai.
You often mention the word heart, the heart, but what does it mean, the heart?
Well, heart has two meanings. One meaning is the physical heart. It is also a translation of the Sanskrit word mana, which is the mind. So it means your consciousness. Also, it's called the heart. Give your heart to Krishna. Does mean take a knife and cut your heart out and put it on the altar. Means give your love to Krishna. So heart is used in that way. It means to give yourself to Krishna, your very being, you see. To take Krishna consciousness, it's like we say your life and soul or your heart and soul. It means your very self, the essence, the true essence of who you are. There's like they say the heart of a matter is the essence of the matter.
Taip pat kaip yra sakoma atiduoti savo gyvenimą arba širdį ir sielą arba sakoma kažkokio tai reiškinio širdis, tai reiškia pati esmė.
It depends on the context in which the word is used.
Priklauso nuo konteksto, kuriame tas žodis vartojamas.
Give me an example of one use of the word heart, what it would mean in a particular way.
Duok man kokį nors pavyzdį, kaip žodis širdis panaudojamas konkrečiu atveju.
I lost my heart in Vrindavan.
Yes. It doesn't mean you cut your physical heart out and left it lying there under a tree.
It means
that now you love Vrindavan very, very, you love Vrindavan so much, you're loving Vrindavan, and missing it, you're feeling sad that I'm not there. And that's the meaning of leaving your heart in Vrindavan. That way Vrindavan comes with you, it stays with you in your consciousness. Your consciousness is in your heart, actually. The spirit soul is sitting within the physical heart of the body. So your center, the heart of your consciousness, or the center of your consciousness, is in the heart of the material body also. So the word heart is very appropriate word. I left my heart in Vrindavan. That means even though I've left Vrindavan, I'm always thinking of Vrindavan. I'm just counting the days until I go back again. It's like I'm going to Vrindavan next Tuesday. In 7 days I'll be back in Vrindavan. I can see it now in my mind's eye. Krishna Balaram Temple, Prabhupada Samadhi, the Jamuna, Govardhan, in 7 days I'm going to be there. So in my heart I'm already there, you see. So that's what it means. Heart. Yes?
So what is the main difference between heart and mind?
Sometimes they are considered to be synonyms. It's like that song, Mama Mana Mandir. In the temple of the mind, it's also translated the temple of the heart. Sometimes they are taken as synonyms. You know that song, Mama Mana Mandir? Mama Mana Mandir Day Rahanishidi. That song. May Krishna day and night always reside in the temple of my heart. Or the temple of my mind. Either word you can use, but I like the word heart better. Question?
Ką daryti tuo atveju, kai santykiai su atsidavusiai, su guru, su Krishna yra proto lygyje, kai pasiekti širdies. What to do if my relationship with devotees, guru and Krishna is only mind level, no heart level? How to achieve heart level?
Okay, so she's making a distinction between the heart and the mind and the way she's using it, and that's also valid. That means you have a mental conception of a relationship, but it's not, it's gyan, but it's not vigyan. You have a theoretical conception of a relationship with Guru, Krishna and Vaishnavas, but it's not practically being experienced. So how does one progress from Gyan to Vigyan? That's the question. It's simply a matter of purifying your senses. Because actually you have that pure loving relationship. You have that pure heart within you. To have pure loving relationship with Guru, Krishna and
Vaishnavas.
But right now it's covered by lust, anger, greed, mad disillusion and envy. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya gives very nice formula how you can get free of those contaminations of the heart. Chaita darpanam arjanam bhava maha devagni nirvapanam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If you will chant 16 rounds every day, at least 16 rounds without fail, and avoid illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication and gambling, eventually that pure loving feeling for Guru, Krishna and Vaishnava will become fully awakened within you. Right now, when you chant, it may taste like poison sometimes. Ooh, chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Even Guru may taste like poison sometimes. And Vaishnavas and Krishna. They may taste like poison. But someone who is suffering from jaundice, sugar candy tastes like poison to them. But the doctor says, my dear patient, you're suffering from jaundice. So you take this sugar candy and you, on a regular but daily basis, it will cure your jaundice, and then it will taste a sweeter, it will taste so wonderfully sweet for you. So, if you will dutifully act as a servant of the spiritual master, a servant of the devotees, in the service of Krishna, even if there's no feeling, if you will simply do it on the order of your spiritual master, that this is what you do, my dear student, you should serve your spiritual master, you serve the devotees, and you serve Krishna as a duty. If you will dutifully follow that instruction of the spiritual master, having faith in his words. That he is not a materialistic person. He's the representative of God. He has no material desires. He simply wants to help me to become happy, that's all. So let me put my complete faith in his words and follow his instructions. And if you do that faithfully, day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, you will have the wonderful awakening of pure love of God within your heart. Just like on the eastern horizon, in the nighttime, there's no light whatsoever on the eastern horizon. But if you will sit patiently and observe that eastern horizon, gradually it becomes a little bit brighter. And a little bit brighter. And a little bit brighter. Very slowly and gradually it becomes brighter, brighter, brighter. And then finally that one moment, that little ray of sun appears, that bright yellow, reddish yellow appears on the eastern horizon. So in the same way, you have to faithfully, even though you may be in the dark right now, completely in the dark, faithfully follow the system. You may say, but I've been chanting for 17 years and I haven't seen Krishna yet. But do you know how many millions of lifetimes is described in this? You are described here in this verse. This verse talks about you. You have been roving throughout the material world for many millions of years. So, if you will actually take shelter of the instructions of the spiritual master, faithfully do what he says, you'll have an amazing experience. You'll have the awakening of love of God within your heart. And there's no words that can describe how wonderful it is. Any poetic statements we may make do not do it justice. We can just say it is inconceivably sublime. So continue with this process. Even though it's only on the mental platform right now, perhaps. Continue with this process. And you will transform the mental platform. You will come to the intellectual platform. And then you will transcend the intellectual platform. And you come to the spiritual platform. And you'll meet God directly. Every time you chant your rounds, you'll experience how you're directly associating with God. Okay? All right.
Question, klausimas yra tam pradiniam etape, kur susikoncentruoti savo tikėjimą. Question is, where should I concentrate my faith in the beginning? In which place I should concentrate my faith?
That question is answered in the Shvetashvatara Upanishad. Chapter 6, verse number 23. Yasya deve para bhaktir tatave tatadeve tatagoro tasyaite kyatita hyarta prakashante mahatmanaha. To those souls who have unflinching faith in the words of Guru and in the words of Krishna, everything becomes revealed.
tos sielos, kurios turi nepajudinamą tikėjimą į guru ir Krishna, viskas joms apsireiškia.
When you walk down the street, how many legs do you use to walk down the street?
Kai einate gatve, kiek kojų naudojate tam, kad eiti?
Two legs.
Dvi.
So now the Shvetashvatara Upanishad is giving you two legs of faith.
Dabar Shvetashvatara Upanishad duoda jums dvi tikėjimo kojas.
Have unflinching faith in Guru.
Netrikdomas tikėjimas į Guru.
And unflinching faith in Krishna.
Ir netrikdomas tikėjimas į Krishna.
And by those two legs of faith,
ir šitomis dvi tikėjimo kojomis,
you can walk back to Godhead.
Galite nueiti pas Dievą.
So you must put faith in Guru and Krishna both. This point is confirmed in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. In the verse that I quoted earlier. Brahmanda Brahmite Konya Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. By the combined mercy of Guru and Krishna, the seed of Bhakti is planted in your heart.
Guru Krishna kombinuotos malonės dėka bhakti sėkla pasodinama jūsų širdyje.
So it's stated in the Shvetashvatara Upanishad as well in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that faith should be in Guru and Krishna.
Tiek Shvetashvatara Upanishad, tiek Chaitanya Charitamrita patvirtina, kad Guru ir Krishna reikia dėti tikėjimą.
And you may say, well, which one is more important, Guru or Krishna?
Galite sakyti, kuris svarbiau, Guru ar Krishna?
Well, I can tell you this, by the mercy of Guru, you get Krishna.
Guru malonės dėka gausit Krishna.
And by the mercy of Krishna, you get Guru.
O Krishnas malonės dėka gausit Guru.
So therefore, you must take them both equally.
Tad kiekvieną tikėjimą reikia dėti vienodai.
Equally put faith in Guru and Krishna.
Vienodai tikėjimą į Guru ir Krishna.
Any other questions?
Dar klausimų?
Yeah.
Kodėl kartais taip sunku kreiptis į Guru savo problemų?
Kodėl kartais taip sunku su savo problemomis kreiptis į Guru? Why sometimes it's so hard to approach Guru with our problems?
We're proud, that's why.
Dėl išdidumo.
If you're humble, it's easy to approach Guru with your problems.
Jeigu esi nuolankus, lengva su savo problemom kreiptis pas Guru.
We're very proud that we don't want to admit that we have faults, you see. That's when it becomes difficult. And when it's humble, it's very easy to approach Guru. Any other questions? Okay, we'll stop here. We thank you very much. Gandharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Grishman Sankarshan Digari Maharaj ki
jai.
Hare Krishna. Anchila Bhai.